Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is Friday morning. I'm Brian Kelly, and Chuck Todd joins us. Of course, he's NBC News political director, moderator of Meet the Press. It's on Channel 5 at 8 o'clock on Sunday mornings, right here on KMOX at 8 o'clock on Sunday evenings. And Chuck, yesterday, the vote that many saw coming, but did you expect 12 Republicans, including Roy Blunt, to vote to block the president's national emergency on wall funding?
Well, here's the thing. I expected 10 to 12. What I'm surprised at is it was 12, and it was without three folks who I thought, because of 2020 general election issues in particular, would do it. North Carolina Senator Tillis and Nebraska Senator Ben Sasse and Colorado Senator Cory Gardner all seemed to be more worried about a primary challenge. And surprisingly to me, voted with the Tillis in North Carolina. He had actually written an op-ed. He was one of the he was the Republican senator that had tipped the number over at first when it was clear that a majority in the Senate was going to rebuke the president here. So I am surprised that you basically had that number of 12 really means it was probably 20 to 30 who really wanted to vote against the president, but for political concerns, only 12 felt comfortable doing it.
And of course, the president tweeted out veto. Very simple message. And I'm sure that you expect that veto is going to stand.
It will. But look, we still have a court fight. I have to say, you know, this is an amazing constitutional showdown between the two branches, the executive and the legislative here. The legislative branch denied him once and said no to the funding. The legislative branch has now rebuked his national emergency, and he's going to veto that. So how the Supreme Court weighs in on this, I think, is anybody's guess. On one hand, the court might say Congress could have overturned the veto. They decided not to. We're going to stay out. On the other, there is a new precedent being set here. The president's national emergency is doing something that no other national emergency has ever done. It's redirected what Congress said money should be spent for. And that is different than the way the emergency power had been used before. So you still have the Supreme Court that may weigh in on that.
Does this show a break in the GOP support for the president, which up until now has been pretty much absolute?
You know, actually, I don't see it that way. I think the fact that the 2020 Republicans were more worried about looking like they were against the president and worried about what that might mean for 2020, I think that shows you that the president actually still has a larger grip on his party. I mean, I think that this number, in hindsight, should have been bigger. Principally, most of those Republican senators had basically articulated a position that should have meant them to be an automatic vote against this. But obviously, I think the president's power with the base says something else. So, no, I actually look at it, the fact that those 2020 guys decided to cave at the last minute and vote with the president, I think that shows you his strength, believe it or not.
Turning now to the Democrats with NBC News political director Chuck Todd, the latest candidate to throw his hat in the ring for president, Beto O'Rourke. What does he bring to this group of candidates, and what do you say his chances are?
Well, look, he's obviously running on a generational change message, period. I say that because we don't know a lot of else. He's almost going out of his way not to take a specific position on issues that would somehow define him as more progressive or more centrist. He is trying to be the guy that says, I'll stitch together all of the disparate factions of the Democratic Party. I mean, he's essentially saying, I'll run as CEO and mitigate and moderate these debates inside the party and do this best foot forward. Look, his style goes well with Iowa. They like this they like the optimistic candidate, the hopeful candidate. That message, you think in the past, Gary Hart, John Edwards, Barack Obama. Now, two of those three were comments that burned out quickly. One made it to the White House, Obama. So we'll see. I am curious to see if Beto O'Rourke, how long he can go without taking specific stances on some of these key issues, whether it's climate change or income inequality and things like that.
All right. Who do you have lined up for Meet the Press on Sunday?
Well, you brought up 2020. I'm headed to Iowa today, tomorrow, and coming back on Sunday with a report and in a few interviews with candidates while I'm there. A bunch of them are going to be in Waterloo, Iowa, including Beto O'Rourke, Amy Klobuchar, and the like. So I'm going to where the action is.
All right. We'll be watching at 8 o'clock Sunday morning on Channel 5, listening at 8 Sunday evening here on KMOX. Thanks to Chuck Todd. Up next, we have Frank Ladd checking traffic and the news for you on Total Information AM.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.